With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The battle against the Los Angeles wildfires continues today, 16 dead in total and more than 12,000 structures destroyed. They're trying to get it curbed as quick as they can because the prediction is for higher winds starting at least Tuesday. It's going to make the job a lot more difficult. The California Office of Emergency Services says 150,000 people in the county are under evacuation order at this hour. GOP lawmakers ready to go to work. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer says voters let it be known they're tired of the Democrats' immigration plan, amongst other things.
The American people elected a Republican trifecta to put a stop to the failed Biden-Harris policies that rolled out the red carpet for illegal immigrants, criminal illegal immigrants, and put Americans in harm's way.
Republican leaders laying out their plans for the coming 119th Congress. Special Counsel Jack Smith has stepped down from his post at the Justice Department.
It was an expected move ahead of Donald Trump's inauguration on January 20th, and it comes amid legal wrangling over just how much of his two investigative reports against Mr. Trump can be made public in the days ahead. The DOJ disclosed Smith's departure in a court filing Saturday, saying he'd resigned on Friday. His two unsuccessful criminal prosecutions against Mr. Trump were withdrawn following the Trump election victory in November. George Williams reporting.
Walgreens booked better than expected fiscal first quarter numbers, and Wall Street is liking it. Positive vibes on the troubled drugstore chain's plan to revive its struggling business. Company shares soared after leaders told analysts they made progress improving one of the biggest concerns facing the entire industry, shrinking prescription reimbursements. It says their U.S. store closing plan is progressing. This is SRN News. Wisconsin's Democratic Governor Tony Evers is reviving his plan to establish a voter's right to repeal and create state laws, referendum kind of situation. He crafted a similar proposal in 2022 for voters to repeal the state's 1849 abortion ban, but Republicans killed the plan. It's expected they'll do so again. Evers claims the GOP is ignoring the will of the people and refusing to legalize pot, expand abortion, and implement gun control measures. Wisconsin is amongst about half the states that don't provide a way for people to create or repeal laws without legislative action first. An LGBT advocate has been convicted of injuring an officer with a homemade explosive at a 2023 campus protest over transgenderism at the University of Pittsburgh. Brian DePippa has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. He was part of a group protesting an April 2023 panel sponsored by the Pitt College Republicans, featured speakers opposed to transgenderism. This is SRN News. A federal appeals court will hear more arguments involving a close election in November for a North Carolina Supreme Court seat. Details of this from reporter Bernie Bennett.
The 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals Friday scheduled oral arguments for January 27th and briefing deadlines. The order means that both the federal appeals court and the state Supreme Court likely will be considering simultaneously substantial matters related to the race between Democratic Associate Justice Allison Riggs and Republican challenger Jefferson Griffin. Riggs is ahead of Griffin by just 734 votes from over 5.5 million ballots cast. Griffin has argued over 60,000 counted ballots came from ineligible voters and should be removed from the tally. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Today is Sunday, January the 12th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including Football Hall of Famer Drew Pearson, who's 74 years old, Basketball Hall of Famer Dominique Wilkins, 65. This is SRN News.